Hebrews chapter 4. So let us fear, in case, although a promise of going into his rest remains open, any one of you should appear to have failed to obtain it. For indeed, we are those who have had the gospel preached to us, as also are they. But the word heard did not benefit them, because they were not united in faith with those who had heeded it. For we who have believed are entering into the rest, as he has said, "As I have sworn in my anger, they shall certainly not enter into my rest." And yet the works were completed after the overthrow of the world. For he has spoken in a certain place concerning the seventh day as follows: "And God rested on the seventh day from all his works." And in this context again: "They shall certainly not enter into my rest." Since, therefore, the fact remains that some are entering into it, but those who first had the gospel preached to them did not enter into it through disbelief, he has again appointed a certain day, today, speaking by means of David, after so much time, as has been said, "Today, if you will heed his voice, do not harden your hearts." For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not be speaking about another day after these events. Consequently, there remains a sabbatical rest to the people of God. For he who has entered into his rest has also himself rested from his works, as God has from his own. Let us be eager, therefore, to enter into that rest, in case anyone should fall in the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is living and effective, and sharper than any double-edged sword, and reaches as far as dividing both soul and spirit, both joints and marrow, and is discerning of thoughts and intentions of the heart. For there is nothing created which is out of sight before him, but everything is laid bare and laid open to his eyes, with whom we must reckon. Therefore, seeing we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tested in all respects like us, but without sin. So let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, in order that we may receive mercy and find grace as a timely help.